Judges chapter 15. After a while, during the wheat harvest, Samson visited his wife with a young goat. He said, "I want to go to sleep with my wife in her bedroom." But her father would not allow him to enter. Her father explained, "I really thought that you hated her, so I gave her to your best man. Isn't her younger sister more beautiful than she is? Please take her instead." But Samson said to them, "This time I will be blameless when I work havoc on the Philistines." So Samson went and caught 300 foxes, tied their tails together in pairs, and secured a torch between each pair of tails. Then he set the torches on fire and let them loose in the Philistines' standing grain fields. He burned up both the stacked grain and the standing grain and even the olive groves. Then the Philistines inquired, "Who did this?" They answered, "Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he took his wife and gave her to his best man." So the Philistines came and burned up both her and her father. Then Samson said to them, "Because you did this, surely I will get revenge on you. Only after that I will stop." He struck them down viciously with a great slaughter. Then he went down and stayed in a cave in the rock of Etam. Then the Philistines went up and camped in Judah and spread out for battle near Lehi. The men of Judah asked, "Why have you come up to attack us?" They answered, "We have come up to bind Samson and do to him what he did to us." Then 3,000 men of Judah went down to the cave in the rock of Etam and said to Samson, "Don't you realize that the Philistines are rulers over us? What have you done to us?" He said to them, "I did to them what they did to me." Then they said to him, "We have come down to bind you, that we may hand you over to the Philistines." Samson said to them, "Promise me that you will not kill me yourselves." So they swore to him, "We promise, but we will tie you up and hand you over to them, but we will not kill you." So they tied him up with 2 new ropes and brought him up from the rock. When they came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted as they approached him. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily on him, and the ropes on his arms snapped as easily as charred flax and fell off his hands. He found a fresh donkey jaw and reached out and grabbed it and killed 1,000 men with it. Then Samson said, "With a donkey's jawbone, I piled up heaps of them. With a donkey's jawbone, I have killed 1,000 men." When he finished talking, he threw the jawbone away, and the place was named Ramat Lehi, Jawbone Hill. He was very dehydrated and cried out to the Lord and said, "You have given this great victory by the hand of your servant. Now am I going to die from thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised?" So the Lord split open the hollow place that is at Lehi, and water came out. After he drank some, his spirit returned and he revived. That is why its name was called Ein HaKoreh, spring of the one who cried out, which is in Lehi to this day. Samson judged Israel for 20 years in the days of the Philistines.